Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lynn Hockenberry, and she's the literacy consultant for Green Hills Area Education Agency. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Those are lots of words, but the important thing is you work with a lot of people related to, education in a lot of ways. So first of all, literacy consultant, what does that mean?
That's a really good question. So a literacy consultant, we have 10 of them within Green Hills AEA, and we serve school districts all across Southwest and Central Iowa. There are 9 AEAs in our state, and we are in the Southern and Southwestern and South Central. We go all the way across I-35 in the southern part of the state as well. What we do is we work with teachers primarily and with students around reading, writing, and spelling. That's what literacy is: reading, writing, spelling, speaking as well. So my primary role in the agency is to work with teachers who have students who may be struggling with reading. So they usually have a reading disability of some kind. And so my job is to help them through providing evidence-based instruction and the best research that I can find about literacy, about reading, and how to help our most struggling students.
Okay, so most of your day-to-day is with teachers. You talked here about the newest, the best, and so on through research. Mm-hmm. And I know, Lynn, you've been doing this job for a while. There must always be new kinds of things that you discover that are hopefully going, oh, this is wonderful.
Yes, we do. And we really focus on the science of reading and the evidence base around literacy. And so one of the very cool things about the job that I have and about working for Green Hills AEA is they support us in being lifelong learners. So as we're doing that, we are allowed to spend time studying. We're allowed to go to conferences, learn from the best in the country. And so that really is exciting because it then helps us help our teachers. And ultimately, our ultimate goal, of course, is to help students. And so my biggest thrill is when we are working with someone, working with those teachers, and we know it directly impacts how they are teaching children, especially those who are struggling to read.
And I'm guessing that teachers have some frustrations when they have a classroom of children with all kinds of abilities, and now here are some students who really need some extra help.
Yes.
And so how do they work that into their classroom?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So we call it differentiating, which really means we're trying to meet the needs of all of our students. So as we do that, we know that everyone needs the same instruction. We all need our academic standards. And in addition to that, some of our students are going to need more support in order to access that goal. So it's my job to help those teachers find ways in which they can do that. So we look at how can we provide some more support. So I think about a scaffold on a building, and how as we're building a house, we have scaffolds up on the outside. As that house gets built and it gets stronger and stronger, those scaffolds come down so that we have a firm foundation. That's what we're working on. Our general curriculum is that really strong core piece. And so for some students, we have to give them a little bit more support in order to reach those standards.
Can you give me an example of maybe a specific question or situation that a teacher has had, and then kind of how you go about providing mm-hmm. that support?
Mm-hmm. So generally I work with both gen ed teachers of first grade, second grade, third grade, etc. And I also work with teachers of students who have an individualized educational plan. And those are mostly the teachers who I would get questions from in my role as a literacy consultant. My specialty is specially designed instruction for those students. So they may come to me and say, Susie is not making progress at the same rate as all of her other peers are. And I'm really struggling to find the right fit to help her achieve those goals. Can you help me figure out what it is we can do differently? And so then what we'll do is say, absolutely, we come in. Sometimes what I'll do is most of the time I'll have an opportunity to listen to the student, to observe the classroom teacher, to say perhaps we should try this assessment. Maybe we should try this tool. We have lots of interventions that we can use to help. And then sometimes I get the privilege of actually teaching that student in the classroom as well, and working with them to see what works best. And then we hand that over to the teacher, mm-hmm. who continues it on a day-to-day basis.
That has to be a real thrill for you, Lynn, when you get to work with that student and really see them make progress.
It is, and it's a really thrill for me when I can do that, say, I think this will work, and then say to the teacher, give it a try, and when they can come back to me and say, hey, this worked, it's because of their efforts on a daily basis that we have that happen for those students.
Children learn in so many different ways, mm-hmm. and I think it took a long time to recognize that, mm-hmm. that we are, of course, all different. And reading for some kids are just a struggle for a lot of different reasons.
Yes, that's exactly right. There are many factors that influence that. Yeah. So,
you know, I think we used to say somebody was dumb. They just weren't intelligent enough. And then we find out there's a whole lot of other problems going on that they're maybe very intelligent and
absolutely
still can't read.
Absolutely. So we will have students who may have dyslexia. We'll have students who may just, for a variety of reasons, not been exposed to reading at an early enough age, or maybe they've moved a lot and so they've missed some of those key opportunities. So what we want to do is, as I said, is find what it is that they're missing and help them with that and move them forward.
Move it on. Yep. So important. I think we're getting away from writing with all our technology, but I don't think we can ever get away from reading.
No, I don't think we can.
Let's hope not. So what kind of educational background, what if somebody else would like to say, oh, that sounds like a really exciting job, what do I need to do to get there?
First of all, you need to have a degree in education. My degree is in elementary education and special education. Beyond that, I also have a master's degree in learning disabilities. So you could have a master's degree in special education or in reading or in curriculum, any area in education. So for a literacy consultant in our agency, you must have a master's degree. And as we think about my background and experience, I spent 24 years in the classroom before I became a consultant. And I taught both general education and special education and early childhood, as well as I was a speech coach at CAM High School for a while before I became a literacy consultant. So having a good background in education, I think, is absolutely critical, and having a real strong passion to help students do better and to help those teachers become the best that they can be.
When did you know you wanted to be a teacher?
I think I was 9 years old, is what I remember.
Did you teach your neighborhood kids or our brothers
yes,
and sisters?
Exactly.
Put it to work.
I think for many of us, that teaching, that desire to become a teacher happens real early in our lives.
Yes, I agree with you, absolutely. So you've sort of woven this in with the answers to my questions, but just point out again some of the things you really enjoy about your job.
Okay, well, I love the fact that we're allowed to be lifelong learners. I really, really appreciate my colleagues and our administrators who really encourage us to be the best that we can. I love working with schools as a system and with those teachers to say, hey, we are going to make a difference for these students, and we do. I just want to tell you an example or two, and I want to point out a great example right here in our community. The Atlantic Schools have been asked at Schuler to attend, at the K-3 building, and they've been asked to attend a national conference to talk about what they're doing with a multi-tiered system of supports. And so that work is going to happen in October, and they were the only school in the state of Iowa asked by the Department of Ed to attend this conference. And another colleague, Tina Whalard, and myself will be accompanying Stacy Hornig and Missy Gergen to that conference, and they'll be sharing their experiences with how we work together as a system to make a difference for students. The second thing that we're another good example is when we have a student, this is not in this district, but in many districts, swear was say, the teacher came to me and said, we're not making progress. We determined what we were going to do. That teacher worked really hard and then continued into the next year. And now we have a child who several years later is meeting what we call the benchmark for reading. And so we are very excited. And his parents and his teachers are all thrilled because he may no longer need a reading goal. So we're super excited about that.
For sure. It has to make you feel good in so many different ways.
It does.
Well, if somebody wants to contact you for more information, what's a good way to contact you or others at the Green Hills Area Education Agency?
So we have a website, and that website is ghaea.org. ghaea.org. They can also contact me at my email address, which is lhockenberry, hockenberry at ghaea.org.
All right. Thank you so very much, Lynn Hockenberry, for visiting with us today and bringing us up to date on some of the things that are happening in our schools. And until next time, here's a thought actually from Andy Warhol, who said, they always say time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself.